Today we're going to talk once again with Bridget Finke, attorney with Valley Crossing Law, that deals with a lot of you folks out in the country on your estate plans and all kinds of things having to do with how your operation operates now and in the future. And one of the things that I know you talk about with the folks you work with, Bridget, is how to deal with a nursing home. We can deal with family members and estate taxes and things like that, but the nursing home seems to be something we really don't want to address if we don't have to. But really and truly, we really have to, because it's a business that's out there, and more of these homes are being built every day, and they're not being built because they're not making money.
Well, and they're not being built because they're not being used either.
Exactly,
you know,
exactly.
We're living longer and having longer term needs. And so, you know, the nursing home is something to discuss in thinking about the future of your farm because, you know, I like to call it the $100,000 a year problem. If you're private paying for the nursing home, average cost of care is $7,000 to $8,000.
And that's so just for one person. If both mom and dad go in, then it's a $200,000 plus a year problem.
There you go. And when we know where, you know, our commodity prices are right now, the idea of having that extra money flowing off the farm is certainly a challenge to the ongoing operation.
So how do we start dealing with it? I mean, at what age? Not at 65 when you're thinking about stepping aside and letting the kids take over, or 70, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. This should be something we talk about earlier, isn't it?
Sure, because you want to think about, you know, if that happens, how are you going to pay for that? And it really boils down to one of three options. Either number one, you've got money in the checkbook, you write the check, you pay the bill every month. Number two, you get insurance to help hedge against that risk. And so there are, you know, there's long-term care insurance mm-hmm. available that works like your farm insurance does, right? You pay for it every year, every month, and if you don't use it, you lose it. There's also insurance out there that is piggybacked on life insurance policies or annuities, where you can, for instance, have a life insurance policy that, say, has a $300,000 death benefit. You can get a long-term rider put on there that would allow you to access that death benefit during your lifetime toward long-term care insurance needs. And so sometimes that's more appealing, that it's not, I mean, you know, I know mm-hmm. all the time I talk with my farmers, they feel like they're insurance to death, right, with all the different insurance premiums they're paying. But in that instance, at least either, you know, that could be, if you never have long-term care needs, that could be liquidity to the farm to help pay down debt or help replace labor, or it could be used as well for estate equalization with non-farm children. So sometimes that's a nice option. But anyway, so, you know, we either have private pay, we have get some insurance, or number three, yes, the government to pay. And the program that pays for it is called medical assistance, also Medicaid, but because that's mm-hmm. so close to Medicare, I like to say MA, medical assistance. And that's a welfare program. And so you have to fit under certain asset and income thresholds before they're going to pay the bill. And even when they do pay the bill, once you pass away, they get paid back out of your estate first before your kids get inheritance.
Well, it sounds to me like then if you're going to use that program based on income and assets, mm-hmm. you better make some moves with your assets, especially so that they're not all in your name. And that takes planning years ahead of before you ever think about needing a nursing home.
For sure, because then the question is, well, how do I, you know, get things from not be counted? And the easy answer now is give them away and do it at least 5 years before you need nursing home care. Because they're going to ask, when they do those asset and income tests, they want to know everything you own at the time you're going in the nursing home, but also anything you've given away within the last 5 years. You know, a lot of discussions are about making calculated risks to get that five-year clock running, if that's going to be, you know, your system, if that's your choice of how you're going to try to pay for that nursing home care. And understand there are risks involved, because you could, you know, you could sign over mm-hmm. that 200 acres to Johnny, and he could get divorced, and you could end up having to buy half of it back out of his divorce, or he could die before you, or you could never go to the nursing home, and you just want to be able to sell that 200 acres so you can take that new trip to Alaska with Bob Bosold.
Well, that's not a bad idea, I'll tell you that.
I thought you might like that.
But 5 years is the magic number right. that you've got to have it done. 4.5 doesn't cut it. It's got to be 5.
Correct. Otherwise, there can be a penalty. And that's the law right now. And that law has changed over the years, and there's been discussion to change it to a higher number, that you would need to do that sooner. And so, you know,
maybe 7 or 10 years?
Potentially.
Wow.
Yeah. Nothing in Madison nothing proposed, but, you know, certainly has been rumblings because it's a huge expense from the government side. And so they want to, you know, they want you to spend your money for your care as opposed to shifting that burden to the government. And so that's why I think the theory in Wisconsin is why they're so aggressive on their estate recovery, coming back after the fact. If there's anything left when husband and wife both die, that the state gets paid back first before the kids get inheritance.
As we look at this, and you mentioned a lot about the state, is it the state we're concerned about 100%, or how much is the federal government also play a part in this?
Well, it works hand in hand. You know, those medical assistance rules really are federal driven, but then we've got our state level administration. So it's our state level is where you're dealing with your benefits coordinators to see where you're falling on those thresholds. And then Wisconsin has deviated actually from the feds in being more aggressive on that estate recovery side of things.
So as we look at it now, say I'm 50 years old, I'm on the farm, but I am thinking about nursing home in the future. So being 50 years old, would it be, is there a pattern that we see or a formula that works better as far as getting nursing home insurance now or wait a few more years and then start giving assets away? What have you found?
Well, a lot of times it's a combination of both. I'm not a big fan of put all your eggs in one basket. And so it's about hedging, you know, and and with everything with the farm, it's hedging risk. The insurance folks tell me that kind of the ideal window for getting, if you're going to get more of that traditional long-term care insurance, is that 55 to 60 window, just because then you're not paying for years and years where you're, you know, hopefully a long way away from needing it, but also you haven't gotten to the age where you're starting to have things go wrong with your health that maybe you couldn't be insurable.
But doesn't age play a part in this as far as the cost of the premium? It'd be cheaper at 50 than it would at 60, so to speak?
Right. So all those things factor into their pot. And, of course, we're all betting against the insurance company, right, about what the risks are and who's going to end up paying more. But, you know, no different than back in the day when we had estate tax in Wisconsin that kicked in at $675,000 worth of assets. There was a whole lot of life insurance secured to help make sure that if that big estate tax bill came, that we didn't have to sell farm ground in order to pay that, that we had that injection of liquidity. So, you know, for folks who still have some of those policies, you know, thinking about shifting those dollars that you were directing toward, you know, potentially life insurance for estate tax purposes, now it seems that that bigger risk is the nursing home.
And it's something we have to deal with, whether we're on the farm or not. Let's face it, it's something
sure.
to figure out. All right, how do we get a hold of you if you want more information or more things to consider as we think about these things?
You can give us a call at 715-688-4045. Or check us out online at wisconsinfarmlaw.com.
And Valley Crossing Law is where you'll find Bridget in the Baldwin area. Again, that number, 715-688-4045. And again, Bridget, thank you. And I can hardly wait to see what you come up with for next month.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, Bridget Finke with us, Valley Crossing Law. If you've got some concerns about nursing home care considerations, talk to Bridget. I'm Bob Bosold.